know how to turn that on. Somebody will know.
Somebody will know.
It's pretty easy, there's three buttons. Over here.
Now, if I turn a certain guy's mic on, it sits over there.
I figured that's where the shit's gonna hit the fan, and that's in Japan, and I have to run the meeting.
Oh, we'll need to execute another one of those.
Yes, glad you thought of that.
Yep. I'll give it Jane again, thanks.
Call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for October the 26th, 2023. It is 11 a.m. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, entertain any motions.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. No public hearings, no old business. Go to new business. Carrie Riley in ARA.
Hello.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So I am here in place of Mike Becker, who used to do our owner-occupied program. He has taken another position, so I am wrapping up the owner-occupied program. We have two final applicants that we're hoping to get assistance with. I think that you should have those in your packets. We've got client B and client W. We've verified all their income. We've done the state historic review and gotten clearance on that. So I just want approval to go ahead and move forward with the loan program with them by getting them bid out wrap this program up.
Just for reference, how many houses does this make? Do you remember?
I think we're in our 20s.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking 21 for some reason.
Yeah,
so.
I can look. I brought that.
No, it's okay. I just did.
But yeah, we're in the 20s.
It's been a good program.
Yeah. So we're getting to the very end of our funding. So these will definitely be the last two that we have.
Any questions?
Nope. No questions.
I'll make a motion that we approve finishing up owner occupied rehab.
I'll second that.
Great.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mobile food truck license renewal. Chick-fil-A out of Columbus over on National Road would like to renew their license. As you guys know, they come down
quite often.
Quite often. There you go. They do a small tent and a table and a van. Looks like everything is here for what we would need for that renewal.
I'll make a motion to allow the renewal for Chick-fil-A Columbus.
Second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, while we're talking about Chick-fil-A, the Farmers Market parking lot. Chick-fil-A would like to be there from 11 to 1 on November 3rd, 6th, 10th, 13th, 17th, 20th, and 27th. So far, no complaints, right, Jane?
No.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to let them operate during those dates and times.
Second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the Farmers Market list is the Rolling Pig Pen. They would like to operate from 11 to 2 on the 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. Again, I don't believe we've had any complaints come in. Jane? Nope. Okay.
Does anybody know how it works when you have multiple trucks down there? Not a problem, I'm assuming.
It really depends on the trucks.
Okay.
Some seem like they set up to complement each other, and others seem like they set up to be as far away from each other as possible. So,
I hadn't heard anything, but I was just curious. So.
There has been chatter from two. Two truck owners about, you know, trying to change the ordinance to get something in there about multiples. We've asked both of them to bring us back suggestions, and so far we've not got any suggestions back. So
kind of a tricky thing too to try to make that.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's a.
Well, then you're going to have a deadline when they can apply. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Just adds to the layers.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'll make a motion to allow Rolling Pin to operate during those dates and times.
I'll second what Dave said. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Ms. Ruth Ann, would you like to talk about your request?
Thank you for letting me come. The Seymour Museum has been approached by Bobby Eldridge to be able to utilize the upstairs room of the building for events and small business meetings or things like that. When he came to help us set up for the opening, he really liked the building or that room. Originally, we thought that the train club was going to be up there and that they were going to put up their trains, but because we were not able to put an elevator in, they're not interested in being up there. It's not easily accessible for a lot of people. But our lease says that if we sublease the building, that we need approval from the city. And so we're not technically subleasing it. We're just kind of letting him, if you will approve this, then we will move forward and put together some kind of a plan. Rodney's been working on lease agreements and or arrangements for how we would do this and how we would manage it. Bobby's really going to be the manager, and then we'll just have the room. We're applying for a grant. We're hoping to get a rolling closing gate that will close off the main part of the museum, so that they will just come in, go upstairs, and that's all they will have access to. But we wanted to be, we're not really sure what the procedure is, but we don't want to spend time and money or effort on planning it without knowing what we're doing, and we don't even know how that works, but here I am.
Okay.
So
the elevator's not going to be a problem for his events or
no,
anything?
No, he said it would not.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He said it would not. The building is an historic building, so it doesn't have to have an elevator.
Okay.
And he will advertise whatever he's doing as non-handicapped accessible. So.
Okay. Would it be would he have full-time access to that space, or would it be more like a per-event thing?
Yes, per event.
Okay.
Yes. And there will be we will share a joint calendar so that we know and so that he knows when we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. Okay.
So, I felt like I knew where you're going. So if this took off, he wouldn't be the exclusive person to use that upper room, or would he be?
Oh, well, no. What? Well,
I mean, if something else came along
if you called and said that you called him and said you wanted to rent the room, and Jubilee was going to be your whatever
event
yeah. person,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then they could come in and do it. But he would be the booker. He
okay.
would be the scheduler. We don't have staff. We don't have any mm-hmm. way to manage
okay.
this, and none of us profess to even understand how to run an event center. So
okay.
right.
that's not it. So yeah, it'll be kind of that way.
Okay.
He thinks maybe he thinks the most it would be used is four times a month. Most of it will be like on Saturday evenings or Friday evening, you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. We don't see it being a lot, you know, a lot,
sure.
but.
Sure.
But again, we really don't know.
Right.
I was just wanting some clarity there. I didn't know if that was...
Yeah.
And it's something that maybe we ought to enter into at least a year or two on a trial basis. So
I think that's...
If there's something
yeah.
we've missed, or if something is like, I'm leaning towards doing it for a year.
I think you're kind of in the same thought process that I am, because my first thought was like the visitor center, they will have special events,
yeah.
So this is kind of the same thing, special
right.
events, So to me, that's where it becomes questionable, because it makes it a fundraiser for you guys overall.
Right. Yes.
But it gives them the chance to have the funds more readily available. But also, would it be a sublease or would it be a special events?
Yeah, I would need to review the actual verbiage and whatever agreement the city has with the museum center.
Okay.
But from what is being described, I wouldn't consider that subleasing.
Okay. I'm going to throw it out there that I would encourage Chris and Rodney to come together.
Okay.
Because I know he's on your board, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not against the idea.
Yeah.
I would need the two of you to come together and figure out the intricacies of if we need a special exception to the lease, or if we, I mean, you guys tell us what we need to do with it.
Okay.
Again, I'm not opposed to it.
That's fine.
Let's just sort out the details and.
Yeah. So I can go ahead and work with Bobby and make this. Make it go forward, because it's going to be probably okay for a year.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
I think that's
okay.
Once Chris and Rodney get together and kind of hammer things out, we can make sure and throw that first year in.
The lease is really vague when you read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
really
vague. It just says something about, and it doesn't even say, you know, it just says that the city has to approve a sublease.
Mm-hmm.
We're not subleasing, so.
Right.
Okay, but I will have Rodney get a hold of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we will, and again, much like you said, we have the ability to say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody
sure.
wants to rent it, we can say no. And I will say that Bobby made, where we are right now, the cost is on the high side, because Bobby said that will keep it
mm-hmm.
it will screen our
mm-hmm.
people that will be in there.
Right.
Because he doesn't want it to be huge crap. You know, it's not a very big room.
No, it's a pretty small room.
A lot of people. But he's thinking more of like a wedding or a small reception kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not thinking huge things. So I will have Rodney, if that's okay, then I will have Rodney get a hold of you, and the two of you can figure out what the lease really says and how you need to address that.
And when we get that, then I think we'll
sign off on it.
Yeah, but I think you're good to proceed along your lines, I think.
Well, okay. And to make it official, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
That's where
I'll make a motion.
You ready to write all this down, Darren? I'll make a motion pending the review of the attorneys to approve the agreement with Bobby Eldridge.
For the length of 1 year.
Of 1 year.
And then reviewable after that.
Okay.
I
think that's
sound good.
Okay.
Yep, Rodney
okay.
and I can make that official.
Hammer out the fine details.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slim
okay.
chance of that happening, huh?
Put two lawyers in a room.
Yeah.
Never going to agree on anything.
Sounds good. I'll second that. I'm sorry.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
okay.
you.
There you go. You got the pending them getting it done
okay.
approved.
Okay. And we would like to invite you all to our Christmas party on the 16th. If you have little children are $15 a person, and everybody else is our guest. But it's from 4 to 6 prior to the parade, so we'd love to have you all come visit. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, next up, I believe this is amended, correct, Jane? Help me remember, Jane, what am I?
Time was amended. It was originally 2 to 8, and
they want to move up to 12, okay.
Block it off at the alley.
We went to
yep.
the alley, didn't we?
Went to the alley instead. Now they want to move it up to 12 to 8 instead of 2 to 8 is the change.
I don't see a problem with that, do you?
No, I don't think so, yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to allow Mystic Moon to have their summer festival. Summer festival?
Yeah.
It's next year.
June 15th, to be exact.
I asked that same question.
Okay.
I'll second the motion. All those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
I already signed that.
The amended version. And say aye, please.
Last week, was that?
Yeah, I guess.
I wrote it off to the side, yeah.
Initial it, or?
I would just sign it again.
Okay.
Because he's written amended.
Okay. Got you.
Thanks, sir.
There you go.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Motion carries. Next up on the list, Water Pollution Control Director, Jaron Gladstein.
Did you guys turn the mic on today?
Probably not.
Okay.
We pushed the buttons, but.
I have the final change orders for the Mutton Creek East Side Sewer Project. We have three change orders that we're going to approve for this last bid. One being the remediation of the dirt from the TA where they had to excavate there. It is. It was roughly $50,000 for the dirt removal, and I have all the tickets and stuff for the haul bills. That was $54,158.50. That is for the contaminated soil. And then the other was for the bore, the jack and bore through the wetlands instead of open dig. It was $20 more a foot, so that was an extra $32,143. And then the final one was the bypassing. They had excessive INI at the lift station, and that was an additional $21,835. Brings the project total to $817,064.50, which is still about $50,000 less than the next lowest bidder, and the original project engineer estimate was $1.2 million. So still significantly under it.
Questions?
I just, what do they do with the contaminated dirt?
Burn it, incinerate it, do they?
Do they? Where does it have to go? Anywhere around here? Is anybody?
Goes to Rumpke.
Rumpke?
They haul it to Rumpke.
I learned something new today. I didn't know they did that.
It's one of the ways they take care of it.
Yeah.
They do it there. It's none of my business.
Once it's off your job site, you're not concerned, are you? Any other questions about contaminated dirt or anything else with this one?
Was curious, so. You need that in the form of a motion to accept it as a final, I guess, for the change orders, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to allow the three change orders for the Mutton Creek lift station.
I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, sir. I forgot to get my no button, so. Next up, Interim Park Director Chad Keithley.
We are looking to do our second Christmas Parade of Lights on December 16th this year. Basically, it would be the same as last year, with the exception of we will be including a fireworks show at the end of the parade that will take place at Crossroads Park. And we'll also have some community partners coming in and setting up at the Knights of Columbus south side of that parking lot. Right now we have Sukasa, FLP, and we're waiting on a couple others to respond back to see if they're available to help us out. Seymour Noon Lions, as far as some volunteers, and also for the Seymour Youth Council for volunteers. Like I said, basically the same as last year, other than we would like to not allow parking on Chestnut Street. If we do have little cars coming in and doing their thing, then we would like to keep the parking limited on Chestnut Street, basically from St. Louis to Fifth Street.
That's probably a good idea on a parade route, even without the little cars doing their thing.
Right. But we've got also the trucking convoy coming in. That could be anywhere from 10 to 15 bobtail trucks. not pulling any trailers. It could be like from Walmart, Baylor, all your trucking institutions. They're kind of doing a donation, if you will, for any truck that comes in to be a part of that parade. And all those donations, 100% donation, goes to the Ark of Jackson County. So that's something that they're doing on their own. We don't have anything. Basically, all they're telling us is we'll have 15 trucks there. So we're looking at closing, asking to close down the Robinson lot as well as the farmer's market lot for our staging area. And then also the south side of the KFC lot for the community partners to set up.
Is that all on the request?
What's that? Yes, it's all on the request. We do have permission also from the library, if we do have a lot of walkers for the parade, to use their parking lot after 5 o'clock when they close for the walkers to line up in that parking lot.
Did you say if there's going to be a lot of walkers? Or?
And, so last year we had, I think we had 19 people sign up to be in the parade, and we ended up with about that many more people coming in at 5 o'clock to line up for the parade. We're trying to get everyone pre-registered as much as we can. We've sent out emails to last year's participants. So hopefully that'll allow people to sign up prior to and won't be so hectic at the very beginning.
I don't have any questions.
Hearing no questions, I'll make a motion to approve the Christmas Parade of Lights and Fireworks on December the 16th.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Jim. City Engineer Bernie Hausberger.
I didn't realize he was on there. We haven't given him a chance to speak up, have we?
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hausberger.
I have a couple things to start with. We had a bid opening this morning on the Seymour Parks paving improvements. And here are the kind of the quick analysis of the bid. So basically, I'll just start that it's kind of bad news. All the bids came in above what I had hoped the bids would be. Now that doesn't mean any of the bids are actually too high. They're just I was hoping too much, I guess. So bottom line is the low bidder right now is $286,775, which is Milestone Contractors, which is over $70,000 over what I had hoped to have. So in short, We think we're just in a timing. We tried to push this project still prior to winter, or at least as much as they could. And I even talked to Milestone. They said they were going to do the Geyser Park work. The work that is involved is work at Westside Park for a new parking area along the Jackson Street, the resurfacing the basketball court there at Westside Park, and then coming back over to Geyser Park and doing improvements at on the south. Well, pretty much all the parking lots there would be repaved with improvements on the on some drainage along the softball diamond, and then we would also be doing a pickleball court to get the pavement completed on that. And in all, like I said, it just took off. It's the contractor was not going to do it all this year. They were going to leave the Westside Park to the spring construction. So in short, we're probably getting higher prices due to the timing of the work. So we'd like to go ahead and I'm going to recommend that we reject all bids, and then we'll probably come back to you in January and rebid this again, and then give them a longer time frame to go ahead and do that construction. I haven't really talked to Chad directly about that. We've got a thumbs up from him. So if that's okay with you, usually we would look at these bids and take a look at it a little closer, but I think it's just fair to tell the contractors it's not gonna happen.
Well, I mean, even if the bids come in the same back in January, it's worth pushing it back if Chad's okay with that. I mean, to try to save someplace in the neighborhood of $70,000, you know? So, and it may not, it may come in the same, but...
And it could go back, it could be, you know, it's all about oil prices, you know, how constant, easy those are to predict. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you exactly. So anyhow, we'll move on from, if that's okay with you, that would be my recommendation, and probably need a motion.
I'll make a motion to reject the bids and resubmit the bidding process in January, you say, Bernie?
Something like that.
Or sometime after the year, first of the year?
After the first of the year.
We'll just regroup and see what we think.
Okay.
I'll second that. Jim's got me. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. And then, similar to this, on this West Side Park, I think you definitely are going to do that work at some point. And to do that work, I have to move some streetlights that are currently too close to the road or where we want to do construction. So what I'd like to, and I don't have this on the agenda, if you want me to come back, since we've delayed the project, we could come back in 2 weeks or 3 weeks and look at this contract. But I have a contract with Duke Lighting Service Agreement for approximately $10,000 to move three of those lights, and then we have to actually get a new service for portions of the lighting, because the lighting at West Side Park also feeds all the way across Casting Road. So if we want to try to delete a portion of that wiring, the wiring needs to go underground for portions of that light, portions of that lighting, in order to get through some of our trees that we want to save. So either we tear out a bunch of trees and let the lighting kind of stay as is, or we can put in some conduit and try to save and make some of the trees in the area where this is, where the parking lot's pushing forward from Jackson Street. So.
And that was roughly 10,000, you say, to remove and relocate those lights?
Right, they have to put new poles in, new lights, and we actually have one light, new light added, because the park put in a new playground, or at least the base now, they'll have the new playground in by...
Hopefully this year.
Probably December, mid-December is what I'm thinking. Then, so that park, that new park will, is kind of in a dead spot in the air in that park. So while we're relocating a pole, we thought we'd also add a light pointing towards that playground, that new playground. So anyhow, that's also included in this contract. Either you guys can wait and do the approval in a couple of 3 weeks, or we can do it now.
I say I'm comfortable with approving the Duke work so that they've got time to get it done, even though it's going to take us till next year before we do the parking. They can still get the lighting started. So.
We've had Duke issues before where all it takes is one ice storm and it's 6 months.
Yeah.
We're delayed 6 months.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can get this kind
the
of...
The sooner we get it in, the better. So I'll,
yep.
I'll second your motion.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so Duke's approved.
I'll stand here until I keep figuring out what I need to go over. Let's see. Just keeping you updated, Second Street final tracings are due basically, I believe, today. Chad, I didn't know if you were updating anything on that. As far as I know, everything's going pretty smooth on that. We do have utility coordination that's lagging just a little bit, so we'll hope that the state still accepts our tracings and moves that forward for the February letting. I think's what we're going
February
for.
February letting, yes. And we've got one work plan out that Mr. Dillo, I think it is. We're having a hard time reaching. So
yeah, Chad's done a really good job keeping the utilities moving. So I appreciate that from his point. Then let's see. One other item I'd like to just kind of bring up that's separate. Not on the agenda I had, this was kind of it's not on my list, it's FPBH actually, but there's a private sewer that is wanting to be put under State Road 258 over by Bells Ford Drive. The O'Mara wants to put in a grinder pump station at Spray Sand and Gravel. Evidently, there's no bathroom there other than an outhouse, something like that there. So they want to put in a restroom for their employee that staffs that facility. So to get a line to our sewer system, they would need to run up along State Road 258 on their property, and then they would cross 258 into the Belfort Drive area and go into that first manhole. Is this okay if I, first of all, may I bring this up to the board?
It's on the agenda.
While I'm up here, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, by the way.
Chris, you wrote this, so I'm gonna keep one just to take that question. So, in order for a private company to get under a state road, they have to have the ownership of the line be the city's in the state right of way for us to do. Then we can do a permit for that once this is basically signed. So I don't know, Chris, do you have any update on that? Is that you? I mean, the agreement needs to be in place. So basically, the water pollution control kind of takes over maintenance of the line if there's some kind of default or major issue with that line. So we're asking.
So we've got to have control. We've got to be the one to maintain it once it reaches the roadway, basically, right? After that, it becomes ours, or is
but
it?
But still, then the agreement basically says O'Mara will reimburse you for any,
yeah.
Okay.
any of those issues.
It's basically the same agreement we've got with the Pines.
Okay, that's where my mind was going, was back to that one.
And the WPC.
Pines is one to put it under 31, and if anything comes wrong, happens, they're responsible for the cost.
Yeah. Okay.
And WPC has the right to go out and inspect throughout the construction process just to make sure everything's up to specs with their requirements.
Okay. Questions, Dave?
It is a small diameter line. I think it's an inch. We're currently looking at an inch and a half line coming under the road.
And if, like Bernie and I discussed before the meeting, was if either of those companies go to pump and we don't want the line, you can always dig it up, put a cap on it, and be done with it.
Okay. Questions, Dave?
Sounds like a no-brainer.
It's in referencing the Pines. It's we've been there before, so. I really wanted to ask you about line 17 on page 3, but I'm not going to make you go back and look.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody want to entertain a motion? Or?
Oh, I'll make a motion to allow the sewer tap? That's not a sewer tap. Sewer extension.
That's fine.
I'll second that. Thanks, Jim.
All
those in favor signify with aye.
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 All right, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. Mr. Bowes.
Two sewer adjustment requests. First one is Winona Scott, 314 North Elm Street. Water faucet outside was broke. Attached to documentation showing the jump in water usage was repaired on the 20th. So requesting an adjustment there of $278.46. The other one is Max Ferry the second, 658 South Vine, leak on the main line. Again, we see the spike in service and it dropped back down, so everything has been repaired. That adjustment is for $156.83. Both meet our required criteria, so I would ask you approve the two sewer adjustments.
I make a motion to approve the two sewer adjustments.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Thank you. That's all I have.
Miscellaneous items. Parking permit for Dutcher. Is that a renewal or a new one?
No.
Okay.
It's for the health center. She works there So it's for the St. Louis Avenue area for the markers, so she can park closer.
Yeah, how many do they have?
That'll be the fourth one, I think, because this came up about a month ago, and
yeah. We
decided that was the third one, so this is the fourth one.
I don't have any feet. Are they all being used?
They all work the same days, or?
I don't know.
Are these for patients? Or
these are for employees.
For employees, okay.
I'm going to recommend that we go back and ask some questions.
I agree. I was going to say, before we approve it, I'd like to get a little more information if it's warranted or not.
Scheduling, are they all working the same schedule? Are they on different days?
I'm not opposed if it's actually needed, but I just don't want to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and do the previous three still work there? I guess
yes.
That's one question. Because you don't want to, there's only so many parking spaces in the block. Is my worry there. So, Jane, can you reach back out and get some more info for us?
Yes.
Thank you. Next up, AVI Systems out of Columbus. Council approved Monday night the use of ARP funds to pay for the audio-video upgrades here in council chambers. We have the contract that we need to get signed so we can start that process. With AVI Systems, just need to get approval so Darren or I can sign it.
You need that in the form of a motion?
Please and thank you.
I'll make a motion to sign a contract or complete the successful bid operation of AVI for our sound system.
I'll second that. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. And last but not least today, we got anniversaries. Chris McCoy is not here, but Chris has been with the Seymour Police Department for 25 years. So, man, Greg, have faith in me. So congratulations to Chris. I'll probably send this with you to give to him, though. That way it doesn't sit on my desk for...
No.
It is not. No. So, for those that are curious, what Greg is asking about is a flask for your 25th year working for the city. And next on the agenda, though, somebody that's been here a little less time than that, but is a huge asset to the department, puts up with all three members of ZZ Top in stride. Scotty, come on up. Mr. Scotty Bishop, 5 years with WBI. Thank you. It is not a flask.
No.
Thank you.
Can I get a picture real quick?
You did. Oh, I got to be in too.
You
got to
hug your children.
1, 2, 3.
Yes. Peace.
Thanks. Well played, sir. Dave, you got anything under miscellaneous?
I do not.
Okay. Anybody from the audience have miscellaneous? Bernie's already talked. January, you got anything?
No, you approved the AVA, so I'm good.
Okay. Eric, Greg. I know he's got a white shirt on. That's why I was hesitant to ask.
Just getting prepared.
Okay. DPW, you got anything going on that we need to know about? Last but not least, Park and Rec, you've already spoke once, but forever hold your peace if not. And Mel, and I think Nancy's next to you. You guys are good?
Yep.
Tribune, you got any questions?
Not good.
Okay, I'll call today and entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
That's